Finding a comfortable posture, which might be sitting upright and yet relaxed in your chair. Your feet are flat on the ground. Your hands might be on your thighs or resting on your knees. And just start by feeling this posture. Some people might even want to choose to lie down or stand. It doesn't really matter what posture you want to choose, as long as you can be alert and relaxed at the same time. You might want to take a deep in-breath and a slow out breath. And if you like, you could count in your mind to 3 or 4 when you breathe in. Hold it for a moment. And then when you breathe out, count to 6 or 7 or even 8. So extend the exhalation. Doing this one more time. And the last time. Breathing to counting to 3 or 4. Holding the breath for a moment. And then as you exhale, count to 6 or 7 or 8. You might be noticing that already my voice is getting calmer just by lengthening the exhalation. It's a lovely thing. The breath. And you can continue to focus on your breathing. If you like, at the level of your belly. Putting 1 or 2 hands on your belly. Or even your chest. And notice how it moves with the breathing. And after a while, you'll be noticing that your mind gets distracted. It goes all over the place. And then just know that this is normal. This is what minds do. No need to worry. Simply noticing where the mind has gone and then gently bring it back to the breathing. One breath after the other. And also noticing the contact of your feet with the ground. Contact of your legs and buttocks, maybe back with the chair or mat. And of your hands with each other or your legs. Or wherever they are resting upon. And noticing how things are for you right now. Noticing that there is no threat in this moment. You are safe here, safe in this virtual group, safe in your house with walls around you and protecting you. Your breathing is going all right. There's no major pain, I hope, in your body. You're basically all right and safe. The temperature is all right in your house or room, I hope. Nothing really disturbing, nothing threatening. Oh, you can relax, you can breathe out. No need to put up your armor. You can drop your armor. No need to be vigilant. Right now, you are safe and protected. If you like, you could even imagine that there is a kind of a fence around you, protecting you from any harm. And only you decide what enters and what stays outside. Or if you like, you could imagine a protector on your side, someone watching out for you. I'm here watching out for you, but there might be someone else you would like to imagine, a teacher or friend or partner, making sure that you're okay. And there might be thoughts coming into your mind of things that don't feel so safe, of not feeling so protected. And that's all right, that's normal. But knowing that you can decide where you place your attention on, you might want to decide right now to focus on feeling protected. Feeling safe and protected in this virtual bubble, in your house, walls around you. Grounded in the earth with your feet. And in a second step, I would like to invite you to feel this in your body. How does it actually feel to be protected? Can you physically feel that? Can you feel your breath going slowly, or warmth, or heaviness, feeling of relaxation? How does that feel in your body? And can you feel an emotion related to that? Calm or relief or joy or maybe even a reaction, sinking a bit deeper in the chair or mat. Whenever you're distracted by other thoughts, you can notice where the mind went and then gently bring it back to feeling protected. Noticing the emotion, feeling it in the body, breathing with it. Feeling protected and safe. Can let go. Maybe also noticing how this is relevant for you in these pandemic times or other challenges in your life right now. Noticing how this is relevant. Keeping it just a little longer in your mind so that your neurons can fire in your brain. And with the next in-breath, breathing in this protection and breathing out, absorbing it, letting it become part of you. This is the part where we sensitize the brain to absorb this experience. To hardwire it, to change for the better. And you can use an image for that. For example, water in the sponge, golden dust going onto you, warm water, gentle rain of warm water. Any kind of image that helps you create this feeling of absorbing. Taking a final deep conscious in-breath. If you like, putting a gentle smile on your lips. Listening to my bell as I announce the end. So, feeling safe and protected. Coming back, if you like, you can stretch a little.